Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
my dear friends, I welcome you to Moment of Truth. My name is Brother Chris. And I want you to know that every time you have the opportunity to hear the Word of God, God wants to do something in your life. I therefore pray that the Word of God we are about to hear will touch you and transform your life in Jesus' name. Amen. In today's broadcast, I shall be sharing a message titled, The Fear of God. The Fear of God. We are considering this topic because there is a lie that the devil is selling to the church. A lie that is capable of destroying all those who buy it. And the lie is that a child of God is not supposed to fear God. They tell you that a child of God should just love God, but not to fear Him. And because of this lie, there's no longer the fear of God in the church and in the hearts of children of God. But I have come to let you know, my dear friends, that we are supposed to fear God. And this is what the scripture teaches from beginning to end. I will start by reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12. And it says, And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. In this Bible passage, we see Moses speaking to the children of Israel about what God required from them. And what did he say that God required? That they fear him. Moses repeated the same thing in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 2. Deuteronomy 6 verse 2. And it says, That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and all his commandments. So we can see that Moses instructed the children of Israel to fear God. And it is important to know, my dear listener, that Moses was the man that spoke to God face to face as a man speaketh to his friends. Therefore, if there's anyone you need to listen to, it is to listen to such a man. And what did he say? He said, we should fear God. We can move further to the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 14. Joshua 24, verse 14. And he says, Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. In this Bible verse, we see that Joshua continued to admonish the children of Israel to fear God. He knew the importance of the fear of God and therefore declared it to the children of God, just like his master Moses did. And you remember again that Joshua was the man that God used to take Israel into the promised land. He was the one that moved God to make the sun to stand still when he was fighting in the battle. Joshua saw the power and manifestation and the glory of God. And what did Joshua have to say? He said, we should fear God. Again, we move further to the book of Psalms to see what David had to say about the fear of God. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 12, Psalm 2, verse 12, the Bible says, Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Also in Psalm 119 verse 120, Psalm 119 verse 120, it says, My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgment. In these Bible verses, we also see that David feared God. Even with all the love that David had for God, the Bible makes us understand that he still feared God. And it is important that we remember that David was just not an ordinary man. He was a king and someone the Bible describes as a man after God's heart. And what does such a man have to say? That we should fear God. We will yet move further to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. And it says, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. In this Bible passage, Solomon tells us that the whole duty of every human being in this world begins and ends in the fear of God. And you will remember that Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. God gave him divine wisdom. And what does Solomon tell us? Solomon says, fear God. And these are exactly the same things that the great prophets of God said. Prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 8 verse 13. Isaiah 8 verse 13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Prophet Jeremiah also tells us to fear God. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 5 verses 21 and 22. Jeremiah 5, 21 and 22. And I read, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, said the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Here we see that God was cautioning some foolish people that do not fear him. He asked them, fear ye not me? Will you not tremble at my presence? My dear listener, if God himself asks you if you don't fear him, then it means that indeed you ought to fear him. And now we come to what was said by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus, who knows the Father more than anyone that ever lived in this world, tells us about the fear of God. In the book of Luke chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. Luke 12, 4 and 5. And I read, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he had killed had power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. With these words from the very mouth of the only begotten Son of God, you will agree with me that we need to fear God. So anyone that tells you that you should not fear God is a liar and a deceiver. Have you ever wondered why we hear about different types of evil happening in churches nowadays? It is simply because there is no longer fear of God anymore. People have lost the fear of God because pastors are not preaching the truth to their members. But it is my prayer that after listening to this message today, you will receive the fear of God in your hearts. The question I would like to ask is this: why do we need to fear God? Well, the major reason we need to fear God is because the fear of God makes us to depart from evil and follow after righteousness. The fear of God makes us to flee from sin and all the works of evil. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6 says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So we need the fear of God to be able to turn away from sin and live in righteousness and holiness. And of course, when we so live in purity because of the fear of God, we are assured of eternity in the kingdom of heaven. There is no way anyone who does not have the fear of God in him will make it to heaven on that day. Another reason we need to fear God is that it brings God's protection and deliverance. God loves those that fear him, and he's always there to protect and deliver them. This is seen in Psalm 34 verse 7. Psalm 34 verse 7, which says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round them that fear him and delivereth them. Another reason we should fear God is because God is a consuming fire. The Bible tells us this in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. And I read, wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Yes, it is true that God is love, but the Bible tells us here that God is also a consuming fire. And anyone who has no fear for fire will be destroyed by it. No wonder the Lord Jesus said, fear him that has power to kill, and after that can cast into hell fire. And Jesus said this because there are so many people who fear human beings more than they fear God. Some fear their fathers more than they fear God. Others fear their so-called pastors and bosses more than they fear God. And you know this because they will rather obey what those people say than obey what God says. But I am here to let you know, my dear friends, that it is better to fear God than to fear man. Because it is only God that has the power to kill and then cast into hellfire. But my question to you, my dear listener, is this. Do you fear God? Do you have the fear of God in you? To fear God means to depart from evil. To fear God means to depart from iniquity. You cannot say you fear God and believing in sin day after day. If you fear God, then you cannot lie or steal or fight or drink and smoke. If you fear God, you cannot engage in backbiting, 419, forgery, bribery, kidnapping, cultism, ritual killing, and armed robbery. If there is fear of God in you, then you cannot be involved in exemption malpractice, oppressing the poor, embezzling money from government or your company. If you truly fear God, then you cannot be committing fornication, adultery, prostitution, masturbation, homosexuality or lesbianism, or indeed any form of wickedness. All those that commit these things do not have the fear of God and are therefore in danger of the consuming fire. But I bring you good news. And the good news is that you still have the time to escape from the judgment of the consuming fire. The good news is that it is not the will of God that any soul should perish, but that all should repent and come to the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is this, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not die, but have everlasting life. So that anyone that repents and puts his trust in Jesus will not perish. Jesus paid the price for our sin when he died and shed his blood on the cross. But he rose up again from the dead and is alive forevermore. Now he is able to save those who put their trust in him for the salvation of their soul. I therefore invite you, my dear friends, to accept what Jesus did for you by repenting and confessing your sins to God, asking him for forgiveness, and then putting your trust and your hope on Jesus Christ, who died for your salvation. If you just realize that you need to escape the judgment of God and the judgment of the consuming fire, if you realize that you need the fear of God in you, therefore this is the time for you to talk to God through Jesus Christ. You can do this wherever you are right now. Yes, right now, you can pray this prayer with all your heart and say after me, Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. Please have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus, I receive you now as my Savior, as my Lord. If you just pray this prayer, I want to assure you that God has forgiven you, but you must never go back to your sin anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, as many as have cried out to you today for forgiveness, I ask that you have mercy and save their soul. Put the fear of God in their hearts once more and give them the power to be children of God. I break the power of sin over their life. I loose them and I set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I believe that God must have touched you by this message. But if you still have questions or you need counseling or prayer, please feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you till I come your way. Same time, same station next week. In Jesus' name.